Dover Coast Guard, Dover Coast Guard, Littlestone Lifeboat, Littlestone Lifeboat.
Littlestone Lifeboat, this is Dover Coast Guard.
The Littlestone Lifeboat Podcast.
So nice to be back at Littlestone-on-Sea, and what a lovely summer's day. Oh, I'm looking forward to learning more from my friends at the RNLI. Oh, there's lifeboat woman Heather coming to meet me. Hello, Heather. Pip ahoy!
Hello, Pip. Pip, today we're going to be learning about being safe on the beach. Shall we go over and see Danny?
Oh, yes, please, Heather. I know that Uncle Skipper would really like that. He's always telling us about being careful around Salty Cove. Hello. Hello there, Danny.
Hi, Pip.
What we're going to do today, we're going to talk about being safe on the beach and how to keep ourselves safe. S is for spot the dangers. That's before we go on the beach. A, always go with a friend. F is find and read the safety signs. And E is in an emergency, we stick up our hands and shout help so we can attract attention. Oh. S is for?
Oh, yes, spotting the dangers like a choppy sea. That would be dangerous, wouldn't it?
A is for?
It's always good to have somebody, a friend with you when you're on the beach. Elba or Uncle Skipper, they could come with me.
F is for? Find and read the safety signs.
So look for the signs and see what they tell me, and then I can tell whether I can go on that part of the beach or not.
That's correct, Pip. And also, they'll have the name of the beach. So if you do get lost, you'll know exactly where you are. Yeah, because if you don't know where you are, we can't come and help you.
Oh, I never thought of that, Danny. That's really important.
And E is for? In an emergency, Pip, what we actually do is stick up our hands and wave both hands and shout help.
And wave them in the air.
That's fantastic.
Oh, and when you do that, people will hear you, and will they come and rescue you then, Danny?
They would, Pip, because the idea is you're shouting so they can hear you, and if you're waving your arms, as long as it's both arms, because if it's one, they'll wave back.
Yeah, so if you wave waving, both, but not in trouble.
That's correct. So if you wave both arms, they can actually see you as well.
Yes, and shout really clearly, help, if you can.
That's it.
And is it okay, Danny, to go out in an inflatable dinghy?
Pip, we prefer you not to, because just in the time we've been talking, if the wind and the tide was right, you'd be about 3 miles out to sea, and then you would need rescuing. So we prefer you not to.
Yes, John told me a story about a little boy, Jack, who went out on a dinghy.
Yes.
Oh dear, well, thankfully that people were on hand to rescue him, the RNLI came out.
If the weather is bad as well, and you can actually see the weather's bad, it's not a good idea to go into the sea.
Oh, a sailor's life for me, a sailor's life for me. Looking through your scopy eye and tell me what you see. Oh, hello, Pip. Have you had a nice day?
Oh, yes, Uncle Skipper. I've learnt so much about how to be safe on the beach and by the seaside.
As an old salty sea dog, I know how important the RNLI are to all those who live and work beside the sea.
Yes, they really are, Uncle Skipper.
Time to go back to Salty Cove. Bye-bye, everyone.
Pip ahoy, RNLI, Littlestone!
Pip ahoy!